The Mindful 20-something, Life Skills to Handle Stress and Everything Else. By Mira Lester. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Mindful 20-something, Life Skills to Handle Stress and Everything Else by Mira Lester is a book that provides guidance for young adults on how to manage stress, build resilience, and create meaningful lives. The book begins with an introduction to mindfulness and its benefits in helping 20-somethings cope with the challenges of life. It then goes into detail about how to practice mindfulness in everyday life, including tips on meditation, journaling, self-care practices, and more. The author also discusses the importance of developing healthy relationships with family members and friends, as well as cultivating positive habits such as goal setting and time management. The second part of the book focuses on specific topics related to managing stress in different areas of life. These include dealing with difficult emotions like anxiety or depression, navigating career transitions, handling financial pressures, maintaining physical health, finding balance between work/school/family obligations, building strong relationships, creating meaningful connections through social media use, understanding one's values and purpose in life, learning from failure or setbacks, taking risks without fear of judgment or criticism from others. In addition to providing practical advice for managing stressors throughout adulthood, this book also offers insight into how our thoughts shape our experiences. By recognizing patterns within our thinking processes, we can learn how to better respond rather than react when faced with challenging situations. Finally, it encourages readers not only to take care of themselves but also be mindful citizens who contribute positively towards their communities. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Develop a mindful practice. Taking time to practice mindfulness can help 20-somethings to become more aware of their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and to better manage stress. Main idea number 2. Cultivate self-compassion. Learning to be kind and understanding to oneself can help 20-somethings to better cope with difficult emotions and to build resilience. Main idea number 3. Manage stress. Developing healthy habits and strategies to manage stress can help 20-somethings to better cope with the demands of life. Main idea number 4. Improve relationships. Learning to communicate effectively and to build healthy relationships can help 20-somethings to better navigate the complexities of life. Main idea number 5. Find meaning and purpose. Exploring one's values and passions can help 20-somethings to find meaning and purpose in life. Main idea number 6. Make healthy choices. Making healthy choices in terms of diet, exercise, and lifestyle can help 20-somethings to better manage stress and to live a healthier life. Main idea number 7. Develop self-awareness. Becoming aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors can help 20-somethings to better understand themselves and to make better decisions. Main idea number 8. Set goals. Setting goals and creating a plan to achieve them can help 20-somethings to stay motivated and to reach their desired outcomes. Main idea number 9. Manage time. Learning to manage time effectively can help 20-somethings to better prioritize tasks and to stay organized. Main idea number 10. Develop coping skills. Developing healthy coping skills can help 20-somethings to better manage difficult emotions and to stay resilient. Main idea number 11. Practice self-care. Taking time to practice self-care can help 20-somethings to better manage stress and to stay healthy. Main idea number 12. Find balance. Learning to balance work, relationships, and leisure activities can help 20-somethings to better manage their time and to stay productive. Main idea number 13. Build resilience. Developing resilience can help 20-somethings to better cope with difficult situations and to stay motivated. Main idea number 14. Connect with nature. Taking time to connect with nature can help 20-somethings to relax and to find peace of mind. Main idea number 15. Develop healthy habits. Developing healthy habits can help 20-somethings to better manage stress and to stay productive. Main idea number 16. Take risks. Taking risks can help 20-somethings to explore new opportunities and to grow as individuals. Main idea number 17. Find support. Finding support from family, friends, and professionals can help 20-somethings to better manage stress and to stay motivated. Main idea number 18. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude can help 20-somethings to appreciate the good things in life and to stay positive. Main idea number 19. Live in the moment. Learning to live in the present moment can help 20-somethings to better manage stress and to stay focused. Main idea number 20. Let go of perfectionism. Letting go of perfectionism can help 20-somethings to better manage stress and to stay motivated. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Developing a mindful practice can be an invaluable tool for 20-somethings to better manage stress and become more aware of their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment without judgment or attachment. It involves paying attention to one's physical sensations, emotions, and mental states with curiosity and acceptance. Practicing mindfulness can help 20-somethings to gain insight into their own patterns of thinking and behavior so that they can make conscious choices about how they want to respond in any given situation. Mindful practices such as meditation, yoga, journaling, deep breathing exercises, walking in nature or listening to music are all ways that 20-somethings can cultivate awareness of themselves and their environment. Taking time each day for these activities will help them develop greater self-awareness, which will lead to improved decision-making skills when faced with difficult situations. In addition to developing a regular mindful practice routine, it is also important for 20-somethings to take breaks throughout the day where they pause from whatever task they are doing at the moment and simply observe what is happening around them without judgment or expectation. This helps them stay grounded in reality rather than getting lost in worries about future events or ruminating on past experiences. Main idea number 2. Cultivating self-compassion is an important life skill for 20-somethings to learn. It involves being kind and understanding to oneself, even in the face of difficult emotions or challenging situations. Self-compassion can help 20-somethings build resilience by providing them with a sense of emotional security and stability. When faced with adversity, it can be easier to cope when one has a compassionate attitude towards themselves rather than feeling overwhelmed by negative thoughts and feelings. Self-compassion also helps 20-somethings develop healthier relationships with others as well as themselves. By learning how to be more accepting of their own flaws and mistakes, they are better able to accept those same qualities in others without judgment or criticism. This allows them to form stronger connections with people around them, which can lead to greater satisfaction in life. Finally, cultivating self-compassion can help 20-somethings become more mindful about their lives overall. They will be better equipped at recognizing patterns that may not serve them well, such as unhealthy habits or toxic relationships, so that they can make changes accordingly. Main idea number 3. Developing healthy habits and strategies to manage stress is essential for 20-somethings. Stress can be caused by a variety of factors, such as work, relationships, finances, or even just the pressures of everyday life. It's important to recognize when you're feeling overwhelmed and take steps to reduce your stress levels. This could include taking time out for yourself each day to relax and unwind, engaging in physical activity like yoga or running, practicing mindfulness techniques such as meditation, talking with friends or family about how you're feeling, setting realistic goals that are achievable within a certain time frame, and learning how to say no when necessary. All of these activities can help 20-somethings better cope with the demands of life. It's also important for 20-somethings to remember that it's okay not to have everything figured out right away. Life is full of ups and downs, so don't be too hard on yourself if things don't go according to plan. Instead, Focus on what you can control, your attitude towards life, and make sure that it remains positive no matter what challenges come your way. Finally, seek professional help if needed. There is no shame in asking for assistance from a mental health professional who can provide guidance on managing stress more effectively. Main idea number 4. Improving relationships is an important part of life for 20-somethings. Learning how to communicate effectively and build healthy relationships can help them navigate the complexities of life more easily. This means learning how to listen, express feelings in a constructive way, and resolve conflicts without resorting to aggression or passive-aggressive behavior. It also involves understanding the needs of others and being able to compromise when necessary. In addition, it's important for 20-somethings to learn how to set boundaries with friends, family members, and romantic partners. Setting clear expectations about what is acceptable behavior helps ensure that everyone involved feels respected and valued. Finally, developing empathy, the ability to understand another person's perspective, is essential for creating meaningful connections with those around us. By taking the time to improve their communication skills and build strong relationships with others, 20-somethings can create a foundation on which they can grow into successful adults. Main idea number 5. Finding meaning and purpose in life is an important part of the journey for 20-somethings. Exploring one's values and passions can help to uncover what truly matters to them, which can then be used as a guidepost for making decisions about their future. By taking time to reflect on what they care about most deeply, 20-somethings can begin to create a vision for their lives that aligns with their core values. This process may involve trying out different activities or exploring new interests until something resonates strongly enough that it feels like the right fit. Once this connection has been made, 20-somethings can use it as motivation to pursue meaningful goals and experiences that bring joy and fulfillment into their lives. They may also find comfort in knowing that even if things don't always go according to plan, they are still living in alignment with who they are at heart. Ultimately, finding meaning and purpose is an ongoing process of self-discovery, one that requires patience but will ultimately lead to greater satisfaction. Main idea number 6. Making healthy choices is an important part of living a healthy life, especially for 20-somethings. Eating nutritious foods and exercising regularly can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall health. Additionally, making conscious decisions about lifestyle habits such as getting enough sleep, limiting alcohol consumption, avoiding drugs, and engaging in activities that bring joy can all contribute to better physical and mental well-being. It's also important to remember that there are no perfect solutions when it comes to making healthy choices. Everyone has different needs and preferences, so it's important to find what works best for you. For example, if you don't enjoy running but love swimming, then make sure you incorporate swimming into your exercise routine instead of forcing yourself into something that doesn't work for you. Finally, don't forget the importance of self-care when it comes to making healthy choices. Taking time out from your busy schedule for relaxation or doing things that bring joy can be just as beneficial as eating well or exercising regularly. Main idea number 7. Developing self-awareness is an important part of becoming a successful adult. It involves understanding one's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to make better decisions. Self-awareness can help 20-somethings to recognize their strengths and weaknesses, as well as the areas where they need improvement. By being aware of how their emotions affect their behavior, they can learn how to manage them more effectively. Self-awareness also helps 20-somethings become more mindful of the present moment. This allows them to be more conscious of what is happening around them and within themselves at any given time. Being mindful enables individuals to respond rather than react in difficult situations, which can lead to healthier relationships with others. Finally, developing self-awareness gives 20-somethings the opportunity for personal growth and development. They are able to identify patterns in their behavior that may not be serving them well and take steps towards making positive changes in those areas. Main idea number 8. Setting goals is an important part of life, especially for 20-somethings who are just starting out in their careers and lives. Goals provide direction and focus, helping to keep us motivated and on track. When setting goals, it's important to be realistic about what can be achieved within a certain time frame. It's also helpful to break down larger goals into smaller steps that can be accomplished over time. This will help make the goal seem more achievable and less overwhelming. Creating a plan for achieving your goals is also essential. A plan should include specific tasks or actions that need to be taken in order to reach the desired outcome. For example, if you want to start a business, your plan might include researching potential markets, creating a business model, finding investors or partners, etc. Having this kind of roadmap will help you stay focused on the end result while still allowing room for flexibility as needed. Finally, it's important not to get discouraged if progress isn't made as quickly as expected or if obstacles arise along the way. Setting reasonable expectations from the beginning will help prevent disappointment when things don't go according to plan. With dedication and perseverance, however, any goal can eventually be reached. Main idea number 9. Time management is an essential skill for 20-somethings to learn in order to stay on top of their responsibilities and achieve their goals. By learning how to manage time effectively, they can prioritize tasks more efficiently and keep themselves organized. This will help them make the most out of each day by focusing on what needs to be done first and setting aside enough time for leisure activities. Additionally, it will also help them avoid procrastination, which can lead to stress and anxiety. To start managing time better, 20-somethings should create a daily schedule that outlines all the tasks they need to complete during the day as well as any leisure activities or breaks they plan on taking. They should also set realistic deadlines for completing these tasks so that they don't feel overwhelmed or rushed at the end of the day. Finally, it's important for them to stick with this schedule as much as possible in order to get into a routine that works best for them. Main idea number 10. Coping skills are important for 20-somethings to learn in order to manage the stress and emotions that come with life. Developing healthy coping skills can help young adults stay resilient during difficult times, as well as better manage their emotions. Examples of healthy coping skills include deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, journaling, physical activity such as yoga or running, talking to a friend or family member about your feelings, and engaging in creative activities like drawing or painting. It is also important for 20-somethings to recognize when they need additional support from mental health professionals. Seeking professional help can be beneficial if you find yourself struggling with anxiety or depression. A therapist can provide guidance on how best to cope with difficult situations and offer strategies for managing stress. Developing healthy coping skills takes time and practice, but it is an essential part of self-care that will benefit 20-somethings throughout their lives. Taking the time now to develop these skills will pay off in the long run by helping them navigate through challenging times more effectively. Main idea number 11. Practicing self-care is an important part of managing stress and staying healthy in your 20s. Self-care can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, taking time for yourself to relax and unwind, engaging in hobbies or creative pursuits that bring you joy, spending quality time with friends and family members who support you, setting boundaries with people who are not supportive or draining your energy, seeking professional help if needed, such as therapy, and learning how to manage difficult emotions. All of these activities can help 20-somethings to better cope with the challenges they face during this period of life. Self-care also involves being mindful about how we think about ourselves. It's important to be kind to ourselves when things don't go according to plan or when we make mistakes. It's all part of the process. Practicing self-compassion helps us stay grounded even when life gets overwhelming. Taking care of our mental health is just as important as taking care of our physical health. By making self-care a priority in our lives, we can create more balance and peace within ourselves, which will ultimately lead us towards greater well-being overall. So take some time each day for yourself, whether it's 5 minutes or 50, and practice self-care. Main idea number 12. Finding balance in life is essential for 20-somethings to stay productive and manage their time. This means learning how to prioritize work, relationships, and leisure activities. It can be difficult to juggle all of these responsibilities at once, but it is possible with the right strategies. For example, Setting aside specific times during the day or week for each activity can help ensure that everything gets done without feeling overwhelmed. It's also important to remember that there will be times when one area needs more attention than another. That's why it's important to practice self-care and make sure you are taking care of your own mental health first before trying to take on too much at once. Taking breaks throughout the day or scheduling regular me time can help keep stress levels low while still allowing you to get things done. Finally, don't forget that finding balance doesn't mean having a perfect schedule every single day. Some days may require more focus on work while others may need more rest and relaxation. Learning how to adjust your priorities as needed will help you find harmony between all aspects of your life so that you can stay productive without burning out. Main idea number 13. Building resilience is an important skill for 20-somethings to develop in order to better cope with difficult situations and stay motivated. Resilience can be developed through a variety of methods, such as mindfulness practices, positive self-talk, and problem-solving skills. Mindfulness practices help us become aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment or criticism. This helps us to recognize when we are feeling overwhelmed or stressed out so that we can take steps to address the issue before it becomes too overwhelming. Positive self-talk involves talking positively about ourselves and our abilities instead of focusing on negative aspects of ourselves or our situation. Problem-solving skills involve breaking down complex problems into smaller parts that are easier to tackle one at a time. All these strategies help build resilience by helping us manage stress more effectively. In addition, developing strong social connections is another way for 20-somethings to build resilience. Having supportive relationships with family members, friends, mentors, colleagues, etc., can provide emotional support during times of difficulty, which can make it easier for individuals to cope with challenging situations they may face in life. Finally, taking care of oneself physically is also essential for building resilience. This includes getting enough sleep each night, 7 to 9 hours, eating healthy meals regularly throughout the day, including breakfast, exercising regularly, at least 30 minutes per day, avoiding drugs/alcohol/tobacco use as much as possible, and engaging in activities that bring joy, such as hobbies or spending time outdoors. Main idea number 14. Connecting with nature is a great way for 20-somethings to relax and find peace of mind. Nature has the power to soothe our minds, reduce stress, and help us feel more connected to ourselves and the world around us. Taking time out of our busy lives to spend in nature can be incredibly beneficial for our mental health. Whether it's taking a walk in the park or going on a hike in the woods, spending time outdoors can help us reconnect with ourselves and appreciate all that nature has to offer. Being mindful while connecting with nature can also be helpful. Paying attention to your surroundings, the sights, sounds, smells, can bring you into the present moment and allow you to take a break from worrying about what happened yesterday or stressing about tomorrow. Focusing on your breath as you observe your environment can further deepen this connection. Finally, connecting with nature doesn't have to mean leaving home. There are plenty of ways we can bring elements of nature into our everyday lives. Growing plants indoors or simply opening up windows during nice weather are simple yet effective ways we can enjoy some fresh air without having to leave home. Main idea number 15. Developing healthy habits is an important part of managing stress and staying productive in your 20s. Eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and taking time for yourself are all essential components of maintaining good physical and mental health. Eating nutritious meals can help to boost energy levels throughout the day, while regular exercise can reduce stress hormones and improve mood. Getting adequate rest helps to restore the body's natural balance so that you have more energy during the day. Taking time for yourself allows you to relax and recharge from life's daily stresses. In addition to these basic habits, there are other ways that 20-somethings can develop healthier lifestyles. Practicing mindfulness techniques such as meditation or yoga can help to reduce anxiety levels by allowing individuals to focus on their breath instead of worrying about future events or ruminating over past experiences. Developing positive relationships with friends and family members is also beneficial. Having strong social support networks has been linked with improved psychological well-being. Finally, it is important for 20-somethings to take care of their emotional needs as well as their physical ones. This could include engaging in activities that bring joy or relaxation, such as reading a book or listening to music, setting aside time each week for self-care, journaling about thoughts and feelings, or seeking professional help if needed. Main idea number 16. Taking risks can be a great way for 20-somethings to explore new opportunities and grow as individuals. It is important to remember that taking risks does not necessarily mean doing something dangerous or reckless. It simply means pushing yourself out of your comfort zone in order to gain experience and knowledge. Taking risks can help you learn more about yourself, develop new skills, and open up possibilities that may have been previously unavailable. When considering taking a risk, it is important to weigh the potential benefits against the possible consequences. If the risk seems too high or if there are no clear rewards associated with it, then it might be best to avoid taking such a chance. However, if there is an opportunity for growth or learning involved in the risk-taking process, then this could be worth exploring further. It is also important to remember that failure should not be seen as a negative outcome when taking risks. Instead of viewing failure as an end point, try looking at it as part of the learning process. Each mistake made provides valuable insight into what works and what doesn't work in certain situations. This will ultimately lead to greater success down the line. Ultimately, by embracing risk-taking behavior, 20-somethings can become more confident in their abilities and better equipped for future challenges they may face throughout life. Main idea number 17. Finding support from family, friends, and professionals can be an invaluable resource for 20-somethings looking to manage stress and stay motivated. Having a strong network of people who understand your struggles and are willing to lend an ear or provide advice can help you feel less alone in the challenges that come with this stage of life. Family members may have experienced similar issues when they were younger, while friends may be able to relate more closely due to their current age. Professionals such as therapists or coaches can also offer valuable insight into how best to cope with stressors. Having someone who is not directly involved in the situation can often provide a different perspective on things, which could lead to new solutions or ideas that hadn't been considered before. Additionally, having someone outside of your immediate circle allows you the opportunity to express yourself without fear of judgment or criticism. This type of support system is essential for helping 20-somethings navigate through difficult times and remain focused on their goals. Main idea number 18. Practicing gratitude can be a powerful tool for 20-somethings to help them stay positive and appreciate the good things in life. It is easy to get caught up in the stress of everyday life, but taking time each day to reflect on what you are grateful for can help shift your perspective and bring more joy into your life. This could include anything from appreciating a beautiful sunset or being thankful for having a roof over your head, to recognizing how far you have come since graduating college, or simply being grateful for the people who love and support you. Gratitude also helps us recognize our own strengths and accomplishments, which can boost self-confidence. When we take time out of our busy lives to focus on what we are thankful for, it allows us to pause and savor those moments that make life worth living. Practicing gratitude regularly will not only improve our mental health but also increase feelings of contentment with ourselves and our lives. Main idea number 19. Living in the moment can help 20-somethings to better manage stress and stay focused. It is important to recognize that life is constantly changing, and it's easy to get caught up in worrying about the future or ruminating on the past. By learning how to be mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions in each present moment, we can become more aware of what is happening around us and within us. This awareness allows us to make conscious choices about how we want to respond rather than reacting out of habit or fear. Mindfulness also helps us cultivate a sense of appreciation for ourselves and others. When we are able to observe our own thoughts without judgment, it becomes easier for us to accept ourselves as well as those around us with compassion. We can learn from mistakes instead of beating ourselves up over them. This will lead not only to greater self-acceptance but also improved relationships with others. Finally, living in the present moment gives 20-somethings an opportunity for growth by allowing them time away from their phones and other distractions so they can focus on themselves, their goals, values, dreams, and take steps towards achieving them. Mindful moments provide clarity which leads not only toward personal development but also increased productivity. Main idea number 20. Letting go of perfectionism can be a difficult task for 20-somethings, as they often feel the pressure to succeed and excel in all aspects of their lives. However, it is important to recognize that striving for perfection can lead to increased stress levels and feelings of inadequacy. By letting go of perfectionism, 20-somethings can learn how to better manage their stress levels and stay motivated. One way to let go of perfectionism is by setting realistic goals and expectations for oneself. It is important not to set unrealistic standards or compare yourself with others. Instead, focus on your own progress and celebrate small successes along the way. Additionally, it may help to practice self-compassion when things don't turn out as planned or if you make mistakes. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes from time to time. Finally, take some time each day for mindfulness practices such as meditation or yoga, which can help reduce stress levels while also helping you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions so that you are better able to manage them in healthy ways. Letting go of perfectionism will allow 20-somethings greater freedom from anxiety while still allowing them the opportunity to reach their goals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.